We're going to meet a very lifelike humanoid now. Yeah, this story is from Japan. This robot is so lifelike that when she was recently on the floor of a Tokyo department store, she was sometimes confused for a human. NPR's Elise Hugh saw her up close.
Clad in a traditional silk kimono, Chihira Aiko is a stylish lady robot.
She is 165 centimeters tall. And she's supposed to be 32 years old.
That's Hitoshi Takuda, who led the development of the humanoid with a team of programmers for Toshiba Corporation.
Her movement is done by the 30 times per second the data.
And she's powered by 43 motors, so Chihira makes subtle movements, and her silicone body looks more wax figure than R2-D2. These days, she's providing a service, too, giving a cheerful welcome at an upscale Japanese department store. Even in Japan, where new releases of robots are common, she's a surprise for customers like Masayuki Yakamoto.
It's stunning. Seriously, I never expected this would be real.
Her smooth, fluid movements, a fascination.
I just came in here for another purpose, and I thought, why on earth are all these people taking a picture of a receptionist? I looked at her carefully and I realized it was a robot. She blinks too.
This morning while on the job as a receptionist, she's fooled more than a few folks into thinking she's real. Getting a robot to look human without winding up in the uncanny valley that scares children is a difficult balance for designers. Toshiba's Takuda says it was his team's biggest challenge.
80% human-like is very scary. So it's have to be more than 90% or close, very close to the perfect.
She's lifelike enough to be a hit, drawing people like Chiho Gomi, who showed up not to shop, but to see the android.
Of course, I feel more comfortable with the real people, but she's interesting.
All the interest in Chihira has Toshiba planning to give her some sisters. The Japanese birth rate for humans may be dropping, but this is still fertile ground for making robots. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Tokyo.